What? I'm not going to say that. I see you looking at me.
he's waiting on the wolves.
I think it's very fair. Okay. I ask a stupid question.
Okay, little fawn who's walked out to an open field.
It's only.
Curtain coming back.
I'm not going to say that.
All right, so we've always told y'all how things are, what we do for a living, the good, the bad, the ugly. Now, there are times that we all do interviews. We'll do interviews, and we will sum up one of us. Are both of us we'll know a lot about it, and we'll do fine. And then we'll do interviews where we kind of know a little bit about it. We don't know as much as we should.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the interviews we do where we don't know anything about what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all of them are very, very entertaining.
Right. And so we always have cheat sheets and things like that. And in all fairness, Bubba doesn't follow NASCAR as much now as he once did. And
when he did, it was under the old format.
I asked a stupid question.
Well, but
and I knew they had worked with this playoff format, and I was reading the little info sheet here, and the way it's written, I thought, well, my goodness, they're just pulling drivers off that didn't make the cut.
Well, they're out of the chance for the cut. Yeah.
They can't win the championship, but they can win the race.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. I understand now, and there's no way it makes sense because that's how they've done it in the past.
Right.
I got that.
But what the part I want everybody to know, so I'm in
at the end of the first three
my
races.
Favorite part of this, Rick, was you ask – I really want to open a curtain. You ask him after you ask your question, do you have anything?
No, I do. A lot of you don't know we do sign language. Right. If we're in an interview, and of course, I'm in the one seat.
Did you not see this?
I'm in the one seat, so I get it set up and we get started.
This is my favorite part of it.
And so I'll look to Bubba to see if he has a question for said guest.
Yeah. Right.
And normally he'll give
– And I either give him to come to me or wave off another round.
So I thought, am I going to do –
Well, he had a great first question, so he got a little cocky.
Well, that was my
point.
He did. So he looked at me and said – I'm ready. I'm coming in. And so when he came in, it was a fantastic question.
It was.
And I even felt Kurt Busch respond to it in a very positive way. Yeah. But instead of pulling a George and going out on a high note, Bubba got confident and thought, hey, I'm going to ask one more question. And sadly, it was a very stupid question.
I admit it was very stupid.
Right.
I want to call Kurt Busch back and ask him what he really thought about it.
Yeah, I did too.
Gee. You can't believe this guy.
He does a lot of interviews. He says, man, I got the dumbest question you've ever heard.
There's some guy thinks that when we say we get down to eight cars, that only eight cars are on the track.
Well, I might tell the marketing people they need to rephrase this.
Well, Bubba, I hate to say it. They think that statement is so – you'd have to really know nothing about it to just really think that.
I thought, man, they've really changed up the playoff.
Of course, I want to play the question back. When you're out there, you normally have eight.
Sorry, it's been lost.
How about this? But I will say this. I find myself – I wish we'd have gone for one more question because the next one – So, Kurt, have you ever –
When you're down to two.
Hey, Kurt, have you ever met Lightning McQueen? He seems cool.
Well, looky there. Time for a baby prediction. I wish we could talk about it more.
And listen, when we immediately go to break, he knows what's coming. He goes, okay, so I asked a dumb question.
What does your father do for a living?
What's the father?
Kurt, I can't remember when you were racing. Were you racing when Tom Cruise was racing?
I should just stand the bar. It's funny.
What about that stroker ace?
That Ricky Bobby, he's a handful, isn't he? Is he to make the playoff?
Okay.
Look, but you knew it.
A lot of people didn't, and we brought it to light, but I love the way your complexion changed.
But that first question you had was fantastic.
It was so good. And then he got cocky.
Well, it's like when you have me interview these tennis people. I'm a nervous wreck that I'm going to say something like that. So I try to just – Statum,
I don't think you're going to get a God bless you, Bubba, from Kurt.
God bless you, Bubba.
Like you did from Michael.
I'm just not going to read these sheets
anymore. Ricky's got it.
Okay. Yeah, time out. Bubba just says he's not reading the sheets anymore.
Well, see, here's the bad part for Speedy to stop it and play that back. We don't have this segment.
Oh, please play it back.
Is it different, though, when you're driving out there and there's not as many cars? I mean, you're used to a big field. I mean, when you're down to like eight, is that kind of strange?
Well, we still have all the other cars out there.
Can we get that put on?
It's even worse than I thought.
Me, too. I actually had glanced at my notes and didn't know it was that bad.
Rick.
Rick, let me play this back. And during the pause, hit fired in there, George.
Do it. Just do it. Just
do it.
Why do
you want that?
Do this, Rick. Okay. We can do this.
Is it different, though, when you're driving out there and there's not as many cars? I mean, you're used to a big field. I mean, when you're down to like eight, is that kind of strange?
All right, Jordan, fire it in there.
Well, we still have all the other cars out there.
Hey, I got to give Kurt Busch credit for holding his composure. You know, he wanted to go, what?
You know, he wanted to go, what in that? What are you talking about?
Why am I on the radio with you?
Who booked this interview?
You know, fair question.
Oh, that's good.
What's the father do? Mom went into a baby dick.
All right, Rick, hit that baby daddy team.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff right there.
Sorry, Sarah.
Look,
if it's any consolation, the people out there are loving the show right now.
That's the day.
I know I'm loving it.
Rick and Bubba.